Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's devotion. May the Lord God Almighty bless you all. Yeah, so this morning we are going to read from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20. The Bible reads, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. So today I would like to continue with the sharing. Now for today, I want to share on ambassadors of Christ. So we have seen from the scripture telling us, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So an ambassador can be defined as an accredited diplomat sent by a state as its permanent representation in a foreign country. It may also be defined as a representative or promoter of a specified activity. Praise be to God. So we are ambassadors. We belong to the kingdom of God, but we have come here on earth to represent this kingdom of God. So in the kingdom there is the king, and there is a domain, there are people who are citizens of that kingdom. So we are the citizens of the kingdom of the Lord. The Lord, he is a king. And if the Lord is a king, there's a way that he rules his kingdom. So he rules his kingdom by his laws. He rules his kingdom by his word. So as citizens of his kingdom, we are supposed to be obedient to the laws of the kingdom. We are supposed to be obedient to his word. We are supposed to live according to how the king commands us to be living. So if we belong to a kingdom, we are going to behave like people of that kingdom. So a kingdom has its language. We are going to live according to that language of the kingdom. We have that language of the word of the Lord. In terms of dressing, you are going to dress as that kingdom dresses. In terms of behavior, we are going to behave according to how that kingdom requires us to behave. Praise the Lord. So in reference to what we were looking at yesterday, we looked at what the lost son was given after he was welcomed by his father back into his home. He gave him the robe. So we saw the robe in Isaiah 61:10. We saw the garment, talking about the garment of salvation. So we are coming to this kingdom of God. We don't join into this kingdom. We are supposed to be citizens who are born into this kingdom. And we are born into this kingdom via the word of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So after repentance, we are born into this kingdom of God. Then we saw that this son, he was also given a ring, and we looked at the ring from the book of Esther. It was representing a seal. It was the authority of the king. So this lost son was given a ring on his hand by the father. This was representing authority. And now, as believers of this message, as believers in the kingdom of God, we have been given the seal. That seal is the power of the Holy Spirit. So Ephesians tells us that grieve ye not the Holy Spirit, in which ye are sealed until the day of redemption. So we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was telling his disciples to wait in Jerusalem before they go to witness the gospel. As he said in Acts 1:8, that you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost of the earth. So they needed to have the power of the Holy Spirit because they were supposed to be witnesses. So we have been called as witnesses of this gospel. So we are ambassadors. We are the representatives of the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom of God on this earth, which is corrupt. So there is a certain way that we are supposed to live according to the word of God as we are here on earth. So we are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are supposed to represent the life of the kingdom. We are supposed to be fruitful Christians. Praise the Lord. So this authority, it has been given to the believers, or this power has been given to the believers. We are not supposed to be idle. We are supposed to be effective, because we have been given the power so that we can become witnesses. As we also see it from the book of Mark, chapter 16, is 17. Mark chapter 16, verse 17, there's a commission that was given. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible reads, "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Glory be to God. So they that believe, they have been given the power. These signs shall follow them that believe, that in my name shall they cast out demons. That is in the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So demons shall be casted. The sick shall be healed when the believers lay hands on them, because the believers have been given the power. So we are ambassadors of the kingdom of the Lord, and we have been given this power to cast out demons. We have been given this power to lay hands on the sick, and that the sick can be cured. Then He was given the shoes. And shoes from Ephesians, we saw that our feet, they have to be shored up with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So because we are witnesses of this gospel of peace, wherever we are going, we need to have those shoes. And the Bible further tells us in Luke that he has given us power to tread upon the serpents, to tread upon the scorpions, and to tread upon all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by any means is going to hurt us. So we have the shoes as witnesses of the gospel. We have shoes, we are protected, and we have been given the seal. We have got the authority to drive away the powers of the enemy. So we need to live an effective life as believers, as ambassadors, as Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The works of the Lord have to be made manifest in the lives of the believers. Glory be to God. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power, as we are told by the scriptures. So we don't just speak or just quote scriptures or just quote the message books without the life of the scriptures, without the life that is in the message books. But we need the power that is in the scriptures. We need the power that is in the message books. Glory be to God, because we are ambassadors. Jesus has to be alive in our lives. We can see from the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 11, about these people wanted to imitate being ambassadors. So when we see from the book of Acts chapter 19, verse 11, there were these sons of Sceva. The Bible reads, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And they were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirits was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." So these guys wanted to copy what Paul was doing. They saw the miracles, they saw the power of God, so they wanted to imitate. But we don't come to this kingdom of God by imitation. The kingdom of God is real. So, coming into the kingdom of God, one should be born again. One should become a citizen of the kingdom. There's no other way to get the power. So these, they wanted to imitate Paul, trying to cast out demons, but then they were beaten, they were wounded, such that they ran away naked. So they needed to have a garment. When the demons looked at them, they saw them that they were naked. They were not clothed with the garment of salvation, so they could beat them. But when they looked at Paul, Paul had the garment of salvation. Paul had the seal. He had the power of the Holy Spirit. He had the shoes. So they feared him because he was given the authority by the Lord. He was in the right place to manifest the power of the Holy Spirit. But then these sons of Sceva, they wanted just to copy, because Paul does it, they could also do it. But it doesn't work like that. Same in this message. Just quoting a scripture to say, Brother Branham said, or the Bible says, and then we don't live according to that word, is not going to help us in any way. But we need the life that is in the word. We need the life that is in the message. We need to be ambassadors of the word of the Lord. We need to be ambassadors of the message. We need to live the life and not just talk the message, but we need to live according to the word of the Lord. May the Lord God Almighty bless you. Shalom, shalom.